Why do I get motion sickness on a plane or boat?
Motion sickness, what's it all about?
Okay, so this is to do with the way your brain processes information from different senses. So we have our vestibular system. This is little semicircular canals of fluid that are a part of the inner ear. And they're what the body uses to sense movement. So when the head moves around, the fluid within these semicircular canals moves around, and then we can detect that as movement. Now, the brain then matches that up with information that's coming through from the visual sense as well, from the eyes. And we experience motion sickness when the two of them don't marry up together. You know, for example, if you're driving in a car and you're looking out of the windscreen at the front, you've got the visual information coming in. Your vestibular system is feeling the direction you're going in, the movements you're making, and you're less likely to feel travel sick under those circumstances. But if you're in a plane, maybe with a bit of turbulence, and you're trying to watch a movie on the screen in front of you, or you're trying to read a book, the visual information that's coming in is that, you know, everything is static, there's no movement, but your vestibular system is telling you that things are moving, and the brain doesn't like that.
So let me get this straight. There's a disagreement between what the brain thinks the eyes are telling it and what the ears are telling it. Yeah. So logically, it throws up to solve the problem. Why? That doesn't seem logical at all. It seems nuts.
No, I was trying to work this out myself. I think essentially we didn't evolve as a species to be going in in aeroplanes or to be going in boats at any high speed. There's a vomit centre in the middle of the brain, believe it or not. And when these mismatches occur, the vomit centre gets stimulated and the activity builds up. And it rules, it does rather rule the day. So I'm not sure there's an evolutionary advantage to being really sick. The other interesting thing
well,
is...
Maybe it's a deterrent to not do what you were doing that made you feel like that in the first place. Don't do it again.
Well, no, but the interesting thing is you do it more and more times, your body habituates so that...
But it gives in, I guess.
It gives in. Your senses adapt to it. So, you know, actually, when you've been at sea on a cruise boat for a few days, you get your sea legs and you stop feeling the motion sickness.
Have you ever had that thing, actually, where you get Erasmus Darwin, who was Charles Darwin's uncle, I think. Was he his uncle? First described it and said, he called it mal de débarquement because people who had been on the mail coach, he described it as the stagecoach that drove the length and breadth of the country carrying mail around. When you get off that after a long giddy journey, you would still sense this sense of movement in the absence of any movement. And then people realised it's the same with ships, planes, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. It's because your inner ear and your body's habituated to the fact that you're moving, and then the movement stops and essentially you have to habituate the other way there. So it's the change in environment. And what makes it more interesting is that, you know, actually that because it's a brain thing, there's other areas of the brain that feed into it as well. So people that regularly experience travel sickness, and my brother's a prime example of this, he's been travel sick. You know, I've childhood memories of him throwing up on, you know, every roundabout in our holidays. You go on a plane with him now and he starts vomiting even before you've taxied onto the runway. So it's the psychological element that feeds in as well. No, I try to avoid it, to be honest. At least sit a good distance apart.